Wait for the opening bounce. Listen to that roar. It's almost universal. This game goes around the world. Umpire Stevic to do the honours. It's on. There's the bounce. Martin runs directly at Gawn, taken by McRae, who has dumped heavily. He got up okay. Oliver's got it. He was dumped heavily. That's the essence in there. And now Viney on top of McRae. Already. It goes Liberatore.
A couple of big tackles. Viney and Liber. McRae got absolutely smashed in that first contest. He's slow to get up.
Like they had a ransom on their head. There goes the kick from Liberatore. Down towards half forward. Bontempelli got a hand to it. Couldn't mark it. Out of defence. The ball goes towards the outer side. Running back Dale marks the kick from Petrarca, and he's just forward of left centre wing. A buzz around the ground now, generally a roar, then a buzz, and the fans get into the game after that as the kick goes inside forward 50 in front. Oliver, what a season he had. Man on the mark just inside the 50. Oliver decides to change, comes across the ground. Now Bowie's got it in the back pocket, less than 10 games in his past, and here he is. And this kick bounces out of bounds. It was a good kick, though, because he was looking for a man running towards the boundary, so there was some safety first there. The ball was taken across the boundary line, and that's good enough.
A minute gone in the first quarter of the grand final. Ball to be thrown in right half forward for the Doggies. Gawn taps it down. Just misses Petrarca, running onto a Brayshaw. Feeds off a hand pass to Oliver. Ooh. Running backwards. Had his kick smothered. Had to go and chase it again. Smith with it now. The hand pass under pressure. Treloar. Nearly turned over. Smith goes in. His hand buster. Oh, McRae gets dumped again. They're after him. Now it's with Ola, Viney, Brayshaw. Short pass good to McDonald. Poor old Jackson McRae. He's been smashed a couple of times. Now to the centre square. Bowie's taken the mark.
Melbourne have definitely targeted McRae early. There's no doubt about that. Those tackles on McRae have been really solid.
Chop it in the arms. The free kick will go Petrarca's away. And Viney's there. He's throwing his weight around. He loves this sort of stuff as Petrarca takes it on the wing, kicks it deep inside attacking 50. No free kick. Brown was there. Gordy on hands and knees gets a hand pass away. The tackle was laid. The Dogs good now. Dale with it. Will kick to the boundary. Oh, he's kicked out of bounds on the full. The pressure wasn't really immense, but he's turned it over, and Neil Bullen will take the free. 45 out on the boundary.
That's what grand final noise does to you. You think about the game all week, you have a little moment early, and he'd normally kick that and find a target every day of the week. He's kicked it out of bounds in the full, and now Neil Bullen, tough angle for the first of the game.
He's going to kick it around the corner too from 45. Embers.
Play on.
Told the play on. Snaps it. Round the corner. Will it make the distance? No. It'll be rushed through from under score. The first of the evening. 2.5, nearly 3 minutes gone. It's the D's by one.
Now Bailey Dale to bring it in. Drives it outside the defensive 50. Coming back with courage. Brayshaw got a fist on it. Knocked it away. Coming through McRae. Untouched that time. Got it to Treloar. In front of a teammate, Bontempelli. Paddling it down towards half forward. Now a chance for Bailey Smith. He was tackled. Ball went to the ground. Now the whistle is blown. I think it's going to be a free kick, and it will go to Oliver. Hasn't he started well? How many possessions already, Beast?
Already up to, coming up to number four now.
Okay, from half back, right in front of us. Kicks very close to the boundary. It's going out of bounds on the full. And if you're wondering why they're chasing Jack McRae, he had 854 possessions for the season. That's a record.
My heart was in my mouth when he got that ball last night. I was like, just get a handball away. Don't get smacked three times in a row.
Dale's kick to the wing, off hands, taken behind by Bailey Smith. Long kick down towards the pocket, awkward bouncing football. Opportunity for Martin, gave up a hand pass. In goes May, flattened Treloar. Kick comes out of defence then for Melbourne. Off hands, Oliver in front of the pack, feigns a hand pass, gives it back to Brayshaw. Brayshaw at half back, a little chippy can hear the umpire in the background. Bowie hand passes to May. May goes to midfield and Neil Bullen. Down he goes, and probably it should have been 50. Play on though. Oliver presents again. This is something special. This start by Oliver, and so's the kick down towards the pocket, and Brown on his own, standing behind a pack of players, has taken the mark. No easy kick this one. I don't think he's got room to come on his run. That'll unsettle him for a start. He's back against the fence off about 35. Normally it's 50.
This play, Steph Martin didn't follow Steve May out of defence. Steve May took it. Overlap. Gee whiz, alarm bells, Clary Oliver, he's off and racing early.
Will this be the first goal of the game? Brown, been a success story at Melbourne. In he comes, kick is on the way, and this one trying to work its way back, but misses near side. So 2 points, plays no score at the present time. It's Melbourne who have started better.
Grab a Big Mac for the big match. I'm loving it. McDonald's looking after us this evening. Daniel kicks out from fullback. It's a low one, and it ends up A-OK. The mark taken by Rourke Smith at right half back. Looks down the line. Demons with plenty of numbers. They lead by two at the moment. Been a bright start for the red and blue. The pack will form, and Petty with the safety fist over the line and out of bounds on the wing.
Grand finals are messy, aren't they, Embers? We saw Ben Brown just wobble one, a couple out in the fall. It really is just doing the simple properly right now. Until you get the flow of the game, missed kicks, fumbles are going to happen. Just steady, take the easy option.
Ball back into play. Martin up against Gorn. Gorn nudges him out the way, then fists it forward. It'll come off okay. No, Petrarca had bounced away from him. Bontempelli gathered to Daniel and kicks to a nest of demons. And Rivers has just come on the ground, takes the mark. Defensive side of the wing. They want to switch it through May. He decides just to load it up high. Brown will have to come from a couple back. He's looking aggressive. Oh. Nearly took the mark in congestion. DeRay under pressure, caught in a good tackle. Dale gets a hand pass away. Treloar wants to lob it over the top. Didn't really reach its target. Well done, Rivers. Got it to Salem. Salem's kick is a good one. Petrarca takes it on the 50. Petrarca sends it home. All the way home for the first of the evening. The track gets a goal, and it's 1-2-8 the D, 6 gone. And that's on the Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard. Supporting Sparkies with 7:30 a.m. opening hours. Trade prices, click and collect, and free delivery from over 100 Beacon Lighting stores.
Well, it's helter-skelter at the moment. Yeah. It's hard and tough around the contest. Some of the tackles, some of the bumps that we've seen so far. It's a grand final. Which side can settle? And there's been the last couple of minutes, you just feel like when the game opens up a bit, Melbourne are starting to run and carry and link up. They've got numbers inside forward 50. And Petrarca, he's a star. He just kicked that off one foot from 50. Outstanding goal.
Lockie Hunter just said to Treloar, just kick it. You just try to make up a handball, try to be creative, turnover. Petrarca slots it. Just kick it. Take what's available.
Melbourne lead by 8 points then. We're back in the centre. Gorn and Martin again. Martin fighting out of a crouch. This ball goes back over the head of Gorn, taps it down. Martin takes it, slips a hand pass away. Dunkley drives inside forward 50, up towards the pocket, knocked on by English, well, sort of. Now Shackey's got it across the shoulder. Shackey, it's bending back. Oh, touched on the line, and Waitman has cracked into the line. He's gone into the goalpost. It extends up in the air there with the padding, that line. Ferocious. Look at him go. Oh, wow. Gee whiz.
He's back into the side at the moment. Waitman, Triple M Chemist Warehouse replay. Oh. Hitting that head.
And the beast would have been happy with that as an Irish whip. Out of the back pocket. Salem kicks it up towards the wing. English was in there, got hands to it. Little hand pass comes away. Williams has got it now. Kicks it down towards the forward line again. Waitman back in the action. No stopping him. Behind the pack, Petty gets a hand pass to May. May drives it to the outer side. It's a foot race out there. In front is Sparrow. He tries to tap it across to a teammate in Langdon, and Langdon certainly knows that wing pretty well.
Yeah, he certainly does. 7 points to margin. The D's lead it. That's Harvey Norman replay of Waitman. Unbelievable. Harvey Norman, don't miss a minute of the action this finals campaign as the ball gets thrown back into play. 1-2, plays just one behind. The D's off to a bright start, but the Doggies fighting back now, although Viney gathers the footy. Hands it to Langdon, who has a bit of a run and carry. One bounce, can go another, decides to kick it further afield. Sparrow's the target. He runs inside 50, goes to the goal square. Fritz, touch of beauty, metres out.
Just starting to open up a little bit, and the D's, they're running, they're carrying, they're linking up, their forwards are getting high. But once they see they win the footy, they are working really hard. Back into the goal square, and Fritz could have let it go through, but he's a confidence player. He's marked on the goal line, and he's going to go back and kick Melbourne second.
He certainly is. Straight in front, kicked 53 goals for the season. He's added another one to the tally already. And the D's get a second. 9 minutes gone now, 2-2-14. the Doggies just one behind 10 on the boundary. Bob Jane, T-Marts.
Yeah, Bulldog Cody Waitman, he's come to the bench. The trainers had a look at the replay of him cannoning into that goalpost at the other end. They've come off to check him out. Given that he's just missed the 2 weeks with concussion, they're checking him out.
Absolutely. Keep your family safe on the roads. Free tyre safety checks at Bob Jane T-Marts. Call 13 26 25 today.
Yeah, Tom Sparrow, one of those players that just goes about his business. Ran into his parents at the Canfield yesterday. The excitement and the joy that this football game has brought so many families. Clever kick, could have kicked the goal, just put it into space where, yeah, you can shepherd through, but Bailey Fritch on that occasion said, nah, go back, get on the scoreboard, make a certainty of it. Gee, Melbourne have settled.
They lead by 13 points. We're back in the centre. Umpire Mollison taking plenty of time. There's the bounce back over the head of Jackson. English comes at him, knocks the ball forward. Viney's got it. Heard the voice, went over the shoulder. Chance for Petrarca. Ball is loose there. Jackson tries to slap it to Oliver. Succeeded too. Brilliant hand pass. Brilliant vision. Spotted a man off the pack. Salem gave it to him. Bowie came up from the back pocket. Diving after the football. There was Dunkley. Brilliant feed out to English. Kicks it down towards half forward. High bouncing ball. Opportunity now for the Dogs. Comes across towards a man who kicks it down towards the pocket. That was Norton. Slapped away down there by, well, a couple of Melbourne defenders initially. And they hold the fort. Kick comes back from Lever towards midfield, gathered there by Sparrow. Sparrow a hand pass, got it off. Now a chance for Viney. Viney to Oliver. It was charged down by Daly Smith. He goes into the pack. Liberatore picked it up, got a hand pass to Treloar. He's another target, Treloar. They're after him and they put him down hard.
Bad miss by Norton. He had Jackie inside forward 50. Just had to lace him up, turned it over.
Little bit of a fumble from Langdon as the ball gets thrown up. He's English, had his kick smothered. Jackson goes for the fist up, running in Neil Bullen. He couldn't gather it. Viney with strength gives it over to Oliver. His high kick up towards half forward. Petrarca standing underneath it. He's 70 out the track. He sent it all the way to the goal square. Fritch, was he caught? No. Dropped off the footy, no free kick. Doggies under pressure. Standing there is Spargo. Puts his body on the line. Here's Dale, gets the hand pass away. Well played by the Dogs. Just a loose kick, though. Heads towards the boundary line. Oh. It'll be deliberate. And the Demons will get the free.
That had to be holding the band, didn't it?
You would have thought so. Oh. Maybe he was playing for it a little bit then, but Fritz was in the goal square. Dragged off the footy. Salem now sends it. McDonald charging out at pack forms. Well done, Daniel. Roved it beautifully. Out of trouble now, the Doggies. The kick, though, might come back. Langdon should get there first. Out on the wing, has time. Bowie, Shepherd's well, goes short. Langdon to the edge of the centre square to Rivers, and then Rivers fires one in. It's a little low though. Daniel will pick it up at half back and kick it out towards the wing.
Contest on. Salem does well. Outmaneuvers Hannon, the former Demon, takes the mark. He's on the logo. Left foots it out wide. Gorn marks on the arc of a 50, about 15 metres in from the boundary.
Western Bulldogs just lost their structure ahead of the football at the moment.
Yep.
They had two chances to clear the footy. Their forwards and mids are getting back too deep. And Melbourne set the wall up. They're getting these repeat inside 50 injuries right now. Max Gorn from just outside 50. We know how good his premium was.
No way.
Mind you, five goals in his last outing on this ground. Here he is. He'll kick from about 55. Goes wide. Getting across. Trying to stifle it there was Cordy. Long kick. He's got the distance okay. Well, by about a metre. But he's off target and goes through for a minor score. So 2-3-15 to a point. And they've been worth this lead, Melbourne. They've been quite outstanding. Some electrifying football so far. Daniel to bring it in. Thought about Cordy short. Hesitates. And now he goes short and finds, I think it's Hannon. No, it's Dunkley in that defensive 50. Back to Daniel. That's a beautiful kick to the other side wing. Rourke Smith's got it now. Talented left footer. Shadows creeping across the ground. A short one. Low down. Dale able to take it on his chest.
Just got to be composed here, the Western Bulldogs. They haven't had any chance to maintain any possession of the football. Just got to find a target now.
Williams had the ball on the other side. Hand passes to Bontempelli. Bontempelli kicks it down towards the forward line. Shackey dropped a mark he perhaps could have taken. Hand pass by Gorn. Back to Lever. Fumble comes from May. Here's a chance for the Dogs. Oh, well played by Hibbert. Came charging across, sensing the danger. Knocked the ball towards the boundary line and will get a boundary throw in.
They're close to Doggies. They just need that one clean disposal inside 50. Gee, they're close. They're just butchering their last line.
Yeah, the inside 50s all tied up at 9 apiece on the Red Z Lending stats.
Red Z Lending loans for the self-employed. The tap down gathered by Sparrow. He did really well. Shake off the tackler and then kicked it further afield. McDonald, hand passes out in front of Harms. Hasn't seen a lot of the footy yet. He gets a hand pass back to McDonald. Caught in a tackle. Needs to get rid of it. Well played, although Neil Bullen's hand pass was swatted away. Gathered by Dale to Bailey Smith. His kick is a little short. Well played by Rivers. Just got there in time. Johannesson the target, and Rivers slapped it over the boundary line for a throw-in right half forward for the Dogs.
Time in possession, 55% to Melbourne in this first term on the Triple M Red Z Lending stats, but they are getting those entries if there's any silver lining for the Dogs.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy. It's the D's by 14 points. We've gone now 15 minutes as the ball continues to go over the boundary line. That might have come off Viney's leg, so it'll be out of bounds on the full. He was trying to paddle it to the boundary line right in front of the dugouts. And right at the last minute came off his foot, so Bailey Smith will get the free kick. The flowing mullet. He's had a good start to his game. He kicks it deep up towards the forward 50 from behind Gorn at the tap it down. Put on by Dale, gave it to Liberatore. His kick is a high one. Plenty of numbers back for the D's. Running back to the flight. Oh, May, he couldn't take the mark. Rock Smith gathers and goes. And May in trouble right now as he went back for the flight of the footy. The Doggies make them pay and they get their first. 1-1-7 plays 2-3-15. May very slow to get up. Of course, he injured his hamstring in the prelim final. And that's on the Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
Aaron Norton, take a bow. What a hit. When you are inside forward 50, you just got to crash the pack and May goes down. It was a fantastic bit of play. In fact, It was Rourke Smith who jumped in, crashed it, and got the lick of the ice cream as well because he was the one
lick
that actually got the footy in the end. Harvey Norman replay. Oh, May coming back with a fly to the footy. Rourke Smith, outstanding hit and outstanding finish.
If you're going to sit spare and you're going to sit there under it, you've got to go through him like a ton of bricks. And Rourke Smith put his knee straight into the ribs, kept his feet. That's a lifter.
Looked like Anderson Silva there.
So we got the bounce back in the centre. Knocked down by Gorn. Wide. Liberatore goes after it. Petricelli, or rather...
Petrarca.
Petrarca was tackled by McCrayan. There's going to be a ball up.
It's a good settle by the Western Bulldogs because you feel at the moment Melbourne have got the momentum. That may be the steadier that they need.
Gorn brilliantly down to Viney. Kicks towards half forward. Loose ball. Spargo a half chance. They stay off him. He hand passes, concedes some ground. Langdon kicks it inside forward 50. In from the side, big leap by Giray. Couldn't take the mark. Hurriedly kicked out of there. Dunkley's got a chance to clear it. Taken high by Pickett. And he'll get the free kick. Dunkley. He's a tough hombre, Dunkley. This is his sort of game so far. He's got the ball inside the defensive 50. Goes back to the pocket and Daniel. Daniel short to the outer side. And they control the football. Giray goes around that outer wing. It's a high ball. Bontempelli's in front of Gorn. Gorn had a hand on the shoulder. Bontempelli, I think, will get a free kick. So the Bont's on the other side. No, it's not. Sorry. It's their ruckman Martin in that pack. Now the ball goes down towards half forward. Lever's going to get a free kick now. You heard the umpire holding the arm. So Lever just inside the defensive 50 with his side up by 8 points. Kicks it back to where it came from on the outer side. In from the side, Martin. Both hands to it. Couldn't mark it. Falls to Gorn. Cast in the role of a rover. He kicks inside the forward 50. Back they go. Slapping it towards the boundary line. Williams keeping it in. Dale did well. Back to Williams. Williams cool. No, not cool. Too cool. Kicked it straight to Jackson. Jackson gives up a hand pass. And running in, Spargo's kicked the goal. Oh, terrible blow by the Bulldogs. Melbourne get their third goal now. They're 3-3-21. And it's 1-1-7, the Bulldogs.
Don't reckon Williams wanted anything to do with that. Chaos ball inside forward 50. You just got to be clean. You got to take the footy. He's trying to tap the ball. And then suddenly the ball comes back to him. He's under pressure. He's indecisive. Pickett pressure. Outstanding. Wins the goal for his team, X.
Yeah, he knew the two-on-one was in his favour. Just had to grab it. Taylor DeRay is an experienced player. He's played in these big stages a few times. He'll help you. Just grab it, give it to Taylor DeRay, tapped it, and then it was chaos.
Two goals, three already for Melbourne from turnovers from the Doggies on the Triple M Red Z Lending stats.
Good on you, Beastie.
Of
course, the X-Band and Embers here for Seabus Super, delivering consistent long-term returns for members. Seabus for all of us, and the margin now is out to 14 points. Jackson jumps high straight into his opponent. Comes down to Oliver. He's had a bit of a rest. Gave it off to Harms. Kicks up towards centre-half forward. Gax Maxi charges at it. Then has a little bit of a fumble. Daniel is racking up the touches. We'll get his red Zeds in a moment as it comes out towards Johannesson. And Johannesson takes the mark. Defensive side of the wing. Good running from McRae. And McRae says, let's settle things down.
Built a career doing that, hasn't he? Gets the disposals, moves on, gets another one.
And then he kicks forward. Hibbert's the man in front. Can't take the mark. Gathered by Bontempelli. Gave it off to Bailey Smith. He's kicked deep inside attacking 50. Lever went the mark. Probably should have gone the fist. It'll come to English. English from 25 hits the post. They nearly made him pay. Lever tried to take the mark. Should have just gone the boundary and reset things up.
Don't underestimate what Josh Hackey's doing down there. He could have been open a couple of times. Poor kicking to him. Got his arm in there. He's competing well.
Margin 13 points then. May seems to be okay, but that's a relative term. Runs in, kicks it up towards the wing. In front, Martin. From behind, it's knocked away by Gorn. Ricochets around in the pack. Petrarca to Neil Bullen. He's dragged down. Now an opportunity through the middle there for Jackson. Loops a hand pass for Harms. Fritsch comes to the ball. Hand passes to Oliver. Brilliant football by Melbourne. They're almost out. Well played by Johannesson there. Got there to stifle the last hand pass in the chain. And they're reversing that trend now as the Bulldogs storm up the ground. Goes to the outer side. It's taken there and kicked back towards Harms. Nicely done. Little short pass inside 50. Off hands. Missed mark. Williams hasn't had the best 5 minutes. And there's a goal. Kicked by Fritsch. He's got his second. Whoa.
They're panicking at the moment, the Western Bulldogs.
That's their defence.
They are not composed in their back half. They're indecisive. They're not sure whether to handball, whether to kick. And at the moment, Melbourne's pressure is forcing them into the turnover. And at the moment, the D's are up and about. They've got options. They're dropping marks. The Western Bulldogs, they just got to compose now. They've got to start to win some football and just take a bit of time off the clock, because at the moment, what they're doing is not working.
Nah, and we say it every time, grand finals can be ugly games. Those D defenders, deep breath and just take the obvious one. A 15-metre sort of jagged kick to Jack McRae in the middle. Just take the obvious one. If you have to go lateral to get a breather, do it, because at the moment, the turnovers is being a sword straight through him.
Someone's got to get around Bailey Williams now and just give him a bit of a tap on the shoulder, say, come on, mate, we need you.
22 and a half minutes gone, 4-3, 27, the D's. The Doggies, 1-2-8. They try and get it out of the middle through Jackson again. He's tackled, brought to ground. Well done, Liberatore. Kicks it high, inside attacking 50. May with the fist, picking it up. Hibbert gives it to Bowie. Got some speed off half-back. He kicks a good one to Brayshaw. Look at Oliver run for him. Provides the target. Left half-back, Oliver. He kicks to the middle of the ground. Harms had a bit of a fumble. Dropped the mark. The pressure came from Dunkley. He was lucky to get away with that one. Kicks towards the wing to Neil Bullen. To Salem. They like to get it in his hands. The kick inside 50. McDonald climbs high. Couldn't take the mark. Under pressure now. Thought his hand pass will get away. The kick towards the wing. And Salem read it beautifully. Liberatore gives him a couple to go on with as well. Just roughs him up a little.
And again,
Salem, that's the footy.
Another turnover in their back half at the moment. They just can't find a target coming out of their back half at the moment. The Bulldogs, their forwards are too high. They've got to get up and compete.
So the kick's to Petrarca. They like his strength against Daniel. Wasn't a bad option. But
bit of a set play, wasn't it? Yeah. They spotted the matchup and thought just on the head will do. Petrarca will regret that. He'll take that mark 8 times out of 10.
The D's by 19, 23 gone in this first quarter of the grand final.
Dunkley's gone to Oliver.
Smart move, had to have him.
Ball thrown back into play. Brown does the ruck work up against Martin. Working hard is Petrarca. Strong in the contest. His kick not so good. It'll bounce and bounce towards the boundary line. Cordy will see it over the line and out of bounds. We'll throw it back in. 10 metres around from Melbourne's goal. They're 4-3, 27. The Doggies, 1-2-8, 24 gone in the first.
12 disposals now for Oliver too. That's why they've made the move on the Triple M Red Zed Lenny stats.
Great start by Melbourne. They're feeling it at the moment. Boundary throw in. Brown trying to take clean possession. Rolls out of the pack. Dunkley. He's been good since coming on. Kicks it to the outer side. Bowie stifles a bounce. Falling to the ground. Got it to Lever. He fends off Waitman. Kicks it back inside forward 50. High ball. Brown from behind. Fingertips to it. Couldn't mark it. Over the football. Martin tried to soccer off the ground. Down goes Spargo. That's a submission hold in any arena in the world. Easternwood on top of him, and the umpire will ball it up. So this bounce, about, or rather throw up, about 20 metres out from goal. Dangerous again for the Dogs. Can they deal with it? Martin taps it down. Daniel emerges from the pack. Well done. Got boot to ball. Only went about 10 metres. Bontempelli, selfless, knocks it across to McRae. They need more from them. Ball goes to the outer side. Bowie bumped out of the contest, and the ball runs out of bounds.
Little saw Bontempelli. Caught one from Petrarca.
Daniel now up to 11 disposals. Dunkley with 10 for the Dogs.
Saw that on the Harvey Norman replay there. Lock. Yeah.
Bit of a cop
Petrarca
to the head.
Petrarca just got him real hard. They're hitting hard at the moment, the Ds.
Yep, they've come out. They're ferocious at the moment. The Doggies need to stand up. Petrarca grabbed hold of that.
And breaking tackles, Lock, too. The Ds are breaking these tackles.
19 points their lead at the moment. The hand pass, a quick one for the Dogs, but it's been turned over. Back to Petrarca, tumbles one. Up towards full forward, hovering is Brown. Gathers it, spins, kicks towards goal and misses. So the goal kickers for the Ds look threatening. Brown's had a couple of goes at it. McDonald's been active and Fritz has got two already. It's 4-4-28, the Demons. And the Bulldogs 1-2-8-26 now gone on the Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard, delivering and supporting Sparkies with 7:30 a.m. opening hours. Trade price clicking flex.
Daniel, a low kick. In trouble there was, I think it was McRae who was on the ground. He tried to take a diving chest mark. He fought for the ball, and that was lucky because Melbourne, they came in standing up and they were trying to get the ball and run towards goal, but McRae was having none of it, and eventually it's gone out of bounds. Just close to the 50-metre arc, meeting the boundary in the right full forward pocket at the eastern end. Tossed in, Martin up against Brown this time. Martin wins it down. McRae's got it. Gets a hand pass to Dunkley to Bontempelli. He kicks it around the outer side. Coming up was May. Couldn't bend down, couldn't pick it up. Inglis gives it to Waitman. Waitman to Shackey. Shackey sends it long down towards full forward. Reaching over the top of him, but there was Johannesson. Johannesson sockers it away. Taken by Lever. Lever's got it. Upended. Kicks it across the ground. Coming towards the boundary and coming towards the football. Spargo waited. Gives it off an opportunity now for them to go forward once again. Neil Bullen. Neil Bullen had the chance, but the hand pass was floating in the air, and really they didn't take advantage of that moment.
How good was Hibbert in that one-on-one contest in his back half on Johannesson? Never a nice moment. Did his job for the team.
Easternwood with the kick up towards half forward. Gorn's there. He'll take a good mark. There were plenty of bodies flying here, there and everywhere, but Gorney stood up to the challenge. Shackey throwing his weight around. Livers pretty keen to get hold of Petty, and then he throws him to the turf.
Tim English really saw here from that marking contest.
So the kick from Gorn in the direction of Jackson. Can't take it, brings it to ground. Well done, Dale. Brushed off the tackle. Loose hand pass, though. Put Hunter under pressure. Viney grabs him, hauls him over. Free kick, play on advantage. The kick in the direction of Petrarca. One-on-one, has a bit of a fumble. Goes back to get it, tries to fend off. Does fend off, then kicks towards full forward. Langdon's there for the Demons. He might be able to pick it up and spin away. Wow. Kick a goal. He does. 25 out, kicks it across the face. Probably could have given the hand pass to a man in the goal square, but he was keen to kick a snagger on grand final day.
Another broken tackle. Another broken tackle, Lock. The Ds are so strong.
What about that Shepherd from Pickett?
Yes.
Wow.
4-5-29 Melbourne. The Dogs 1-2-8 on the Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard. Here's Dan.
Manly Dale then runs to the pocket. Touched off the boot. Gee, that's no good either. Brayshaw claiming a mark. Well, someone... well, anyone should have thrown him to the ground. As it turned out, they win the ball back, though, the Dogs. McRae, clever kick, gets it to English, a runner outside. Weighs up the options, hand passed it behind Hunter, but plenty of time to take it and run on. Now, his kick. He didn't intend, I don't think, to kick it to Norton. It was a low zimmer, but he marked it about 5 metres in from the boundary. Centering ball. Big jump at the back down there by Johannesson. Comes to Hannon. Hannon snaps it across his body. Bounces inside the field of play and goes out. So 40 seconds remaining in the term. Boundary throw in. And this is a scoring chance for the Dogs.
Better than a point here. That because it gives their mids a chance to set up for this boundary throw-in. Not long to go before quarter time. They need one here, the Dogs.
Ball thrown in. Good body work from English. Gets it down. Sardum hot, though, to lay the tackle. And the man at the bottom of the pack might be in a little bit of trouble. He didn't have a lot of time. And it's Bontempelli. So no favours for the superstar on that occasion.
I think it was because he didn't try hard enough, wasn't it?
Yeah, I reckon maybe just dropped his knees. The umpire said that was your prior opportunity.
Oh,
tough,
though.
Gorney's starting to turn it up, taking a few marks. So Oliver started on fire. Max Gorn finishing this quarter with a bit of a purple patch. He kicks it along the line. Time should run out, you would think. The Demons may be able to get it on this occasion, but no. Hannon received it, kicked it forward. And a big start for Melbourne. They're leading the way over the Western Bulldogs after the first quarter of the grand final. The D's are 4-5-29. The Doggies 1-2-8. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.